What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tessa Time News.
Episode 475.
On Now You Know. So Elon reposted Tesla AI's post of the future is autonomous.
Yeah.
And everyone watching, a reminder that we are just 9 days away from the launch of the Tesla Robotaxis in Austin.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
If you find yourself in Austin and can get a Robotaxi ride, please, please film it and send it to us as a video contributor story so we can share it here on Tesla Time News. Elon also reposted Tesla Europe and Middle East post of sales in Norway up 213% year over year.
He also reposted Tesla Archive, breaking Tesla sales surge in Austria for May.
So see, the news isn't all bad in Europe. And just to be clear, even the Wall Street Journal confirmed that Elon Musk was the lowest paid chief executive of an S&P 500 company last year.
What the what?
That's crazy. The best CEO of the best company in the world had the lowest salary? How much did Elon get last year, like... $200,000?
Why don't you ask me what Elon has been paid for the last 7 years?
Okay, how much has Elon earned in salary as CEO of Tesla for the past 7 years?
$0.
Nothing! Absolutely nothing!
Is this some kind of math problem?
No.
Oh, well, if you divide by seven.
So what do you mean?
Well, as Elon said, zero for 7 years, despite increasing the value of the company over 2,000%. And that's because we Tesla shareholders voted twice to give him a salary, and twice a judge took it away.
Yoink!
So we're going to have to vote again, folks.
We asked our Patreons if Elon deserves a pay raise.
We'll find out what they said later in the show. So thanks to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode.
We trust Delete Me to protect our personal data.
After signing up, we were shocked to see how many sites had our info. Delete Me got to work right away.
Scammers and data brokers are online and could be researching you and selling your personal details.
You have the right to stay private.
Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that will remove your personal information like your name, age, where you live, and more that's being sold online.
Delete Me's mission is simple, to remove customers' information from search results.
It has a proven track record, having completed over 100 million opt-out requests since 2010.
Users report significant reductions in their online exposure, with some seeing their data removed from dozens of sites within weeks.
We believe in the right to own, manage, and remove your personal information.
Once you sign up, you'll get a privacy report in 7 days.
Delete Me will remove your personal data from hundreds of data broker websites.
And Delete Me keeps monitoring them year-round, removing information as needed.
Automated removals and quarterly scans minimize user effort, ideal for your busy life.
You can also make custom removal requests.
Delete Me provides regular privacy reports that clearly show each individual signed up for their service and how much data was found, where it was found, and where it was removed. Go to joindeleteme.com/NYK20 and use the code NYK20 at checkout to get 20% off your plan. So did you get your Model 3 recently and now wish you could get a tow package?
Well, Tesla just announced a factory tow package for the 2024 Plus Model 3 rear-wheel drive and all-wheel drive variants in North America.
How much?
How much is it going to cost?
$1,300 US, which is $1,765 Canadian. That includes a 2-inch hitch receiver, 7-pin connector, trailer harness, and the tow model software.
And what's the towing capacity for the Model 3?
2,200 pounds, which is 998 kilograms.
So not a lot.
Yeah, not like your huge boat, but a, you know, normal, lightweight kind of camping trailer.
And it's pretty good for a sedan.
Yeah. I mean, hitches are awesome. You should really consider getting one. They're so great for bikes, especially.
And, oh, that's right, a bike. I mean, you could put bikes, you can put all sorts of cargo carriers and stuff like that. The 2-inch hitch is not just for towing giant boats.
Because I think a lot of people are afraid to bring it to like a U-Haul place to get a tow package installed. Because like, this is a Tesla and you may screw through the battery or something. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, Tesla knows what it's doing.
And there have been third-party attachments, but you'd have to like remove the bumper. I heard from some of our viewers that like they had done it themselves and then they had accidentally like crushed one of the brake wires. And then Tesla was like, we're going to have to charge you to fix that. And they're like, oh, right.
Should have brought it to you. All right. It's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
Elon reposted Royce, who said this owner 3D printed his own Halo Gauss cannon.
That's...
You want to do it? We have the printers.
Do you have a 3D
printer? And we do have a Cybertruck. If you don't see us for a while, you're going to know that he's down the basement printing.
Okay, so this is from the video game Halo, and it's the coolest. It's so cool. I mean, can you imagine if you saw this driving up your street with an Optimus manning the cannon?
Well, I did work on this for a few minutes. I tried to have Opening Eye draw it, but it didn't understand how the Cybertruck works.
It's still
pretty. I think the scale's off too,
yeah,
but
it's very off. But
I mean, if you're gonna have an Optimus manning the gun, it should be an oversized Optimus.
It should be. Yeah. It's like a guy in a costume of an Optimus.
I mean, that'd be great at Halloween. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Space Sudur said there's a geomagnetic storm going on right now. I wonder how many Starlinks got knocked out. And then Michael Nichols, who's the VP of Starlink, said the primary impact results from an increase in the drag environment. The satellites automatically respond by reducing their drag area, if required, to maintain station keeping and Ephemeris prediction quality. What's Ephemeris?
Ephemeris is a data set that describes the position and trajectory of a satellite over time.
Oh, it's a fancy word.
And so basically, while this magnetic storm is happening, they're kind of, it's almost like turbulence.
Oh, okay. So it like slows down the satellite.
It slows it down. It also kind of buffets them around. So now it's harder to know where the satellite's going to
be. Wait, does this mean we can see an aurora borealis tonight?
Supposedly.
Whoa. And Elon posted a satellite. And if you're ever wondering, you know, is it all Elon who launches the rockets by himself? No, it takes a team. This is the SpaceX team. What? Can you imagine getting them all together? All right, at 12 o'clock, you have to meet on the launch pad.
Wow. That's crazy.
That must take a lot of work.
I mean, it's a lot of people, but it also, they're completely dwarfed by the rocket.
All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
I mean, Henson has been sponsoring the show for the longest time.
For a reason.
There's a reason for that. I wouldn't have this beard if it weren't for Henson. You might be like, well, shaver helped you get a beard. Yeah, my face was, you've seen people with, and you might, that might be you, where your face is just always breaking out every time you shave.
And it's not just you. It's countless testimonials from our fans.
And that's because a normal razor has too many blades. This one has one.
Yep, that does the job right.
A fifth of the irritation. Plus, they do an amazing job at keeping the blade from rattling around, chattering, and scratching up your face. So do yourself a favor. Head over to HensonShaving.com. Use the code Now You Know. You'll get 100 blades for free. Basically, the amount of blades is going to pay for itself in the long term. Escape into the
future. Elon said Neuralink technology update in 2 weeks. And this is because, as Neuralink says, in sharing our story with investors and our internal team, we realized there's no reason we shouldn't share that very same story with the rest of the world. So in 2 weeks, we'll have a public demo where we share the presentation with some bonus content. Stay tuned.
So what did Neuralink mean about sharing with investors?
Well, Neuralink just announced their $650 million Series E fundraising with key investors, including ARK Invest, you know all about Kathy Wood, of course, DFJ Growth. So the J is for Jurvetson. Steve Jurvetson used to serve on Tesla's board, and DFJ invested $3 million in Tesla's Series A way back in 2004.
Wonder what that earned them. The money to invest in Neuralink.
Founders Fund is investing now, co-founded by Peter Thiel, the first institutional investor in SpaceX back in 2008. So I wonder what that $20 million is worth today. G42 Fund, which is out of UAE. Human Capital, Lightspeed, the QIA, Qatar's sovereign wealth fund, and an early big investor in Uber back in 2014. And QIA just invested $1 billion in XAI last year. Sequoia Capital, they've invested in everything from Apple, Google, Airbnb, although not without their mistakes.
Mistakes?
Yeah, they missed out on Facebook in 2005, but then doubled down on FTX in 2022 with a $210 million bet that I wish they could take back now. So now they're big investors in Neuralink, so that should make up for it, though. You can follow their partner, by the way, Sean McGuire on X, who lobbied for Neuralink's investment. We got Thrive Capital, which is founded by Jared Kushner's younger brother. We got Valor Equity Partners, run by another good buddy of Elon's and a former Tesla board member, Antonio Gracias, who is now working with Doge. And Vi Capital, which is a Dubai firm that made billions investing in Facebook and the original Twitter back in the early 2010s.
And if you like this kind of stuff, you may want to join our Now You Know Patreon Investor Club for only $10 a month. You'll get to watch all of our Investor Club bonus videos. There's three a week now. Okay, so how much does a $650 million E-round value Neuralink?
You know what? Let's continue over on Investor Club because we're kind of running out of time here.
All right, so come join us today. You won't regret it.
Sawyer Merritt posted, in a new note released today, Morgan Stanley's Adam Jonas predicts that the physical work conducted by a billion humanoid robots, excluding training, may require over 4,000 terawatt hours of incremental annual electricity demand, roughly equal to one full U.S. electric grid.
And Elon said, way more.
Ah, that's important to know.
That is important to know. If only there was some way that you could get energy,
yeah,
from some source that just, you know, was reliable.
Maybe we'll learn more on sunspots today.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, it's time for Going Green. Tesla Energy posted, congratulations, Tesla Nevada team, on building our 1 millionth Powerwall. Powering American homes, boosting energy independence, and strengthening U.S. manufacturing.
And Elon said, great work by Tesla Nevada.
So I updated my Powerwall spreadsheet. Remember, I've been keeping track. So here it is. It's growing more exponentially, which is awesome.
Now, didn't you predict when the 1 millionth would happen?
Yes, I was off a little bit. My prediction of the 1 millionth was June 2024, so I was off by a year.
Interesting. And this is the problem when you're trying to guess what exponentials are going to do.
Right.
Because while it is moving extremely fast, you may be off by a year or two.
All right, it's time for sunspots. Nicholas Fulghum, he's the senior energy and climate data analyst at global energy think tank Ember Energy. He posted this. It took only 8 years for solar to go from 100 to 1,000 terawatt hours. Then it took only 3 years to go from 1,000 to 2,000 terawatt hours. Solar is growing faster than any source of electricity in history. As you can see from this chart, it took 8 years for solar to go from 100 to 1,000 terawatt hours, and then just 3 years to pass 2,000.
Oh, okay. So the x-axis is years since generating 100 terawatt hours, or like a sizable amount of electricity, and the y-axis is terawatt hours. Okay, but what are the other gray lines?
The one closest to solar is wind. Makes sense, right? It's fastest growing other than solar. Then nuclear, then gas, then coal, then hydro.
And so why is solar growing so fast?
Because it's the cheapest. I mean, you can talk about bad about all you want, like, oh, it's dangerous.
And sun goes down at night.
But it's the cheapest. And as Elon said, solar is about 100% of energy long term. So basically what he meant by that last post about needing all this power for Optimus, it's all going to come from the sun.
Yep.
Hey, and if you'd like to get your own chunk of sun powering your house or some batteries, talk to our friends at Energy Pal, because I know you have a lot of questions and they will answer them all for free. Tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you. Oh, before we break for our Patreon bonus stories, I wanted to remind our patrons that we are giving away a Model Y cooler to one of our lucky patrons.
So if you would like to win a brand new Tesla Model Y Frunk cooler, just go to our Patreon Model Y Frunk cooler post on Patreon and comment.
We'll pick one lucky winner at random, and you could be enjoying the summer with it.
Remember that you can join our Patreon for just a buck a month.
All right, and it is time for our Patreon bonus story, so head on over there for a buck a month, and you will see so many stories. You'll be like, I get all of this for a buck? Yes, you do. We love our patrons. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. All right, it's time for our shout-outs. These are people that give us $5 or more a month, and they go in the end credits, and we want to let them know how much we love them here. We have Kenneth Morsher.
Ken Stevens.
James Meadville.
IBM Cobol fan.
And Ivind. Thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate it. And now to our Patreon poll. Does Elon deserve a pay raise? What do people say?
96% says, of course, he should be paid for his work. And 4% said, nah, he's a billionaire anyway.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon said legacy media is one big psyop.
Elon said drones are the future of warfare. Manned aircraft are not.
Elon said all new XChat is rolling out with encryption, vanishing messages, and the ability to send any kind of file. Also, audio video calling. This is built on Rust with Bitcoin-style encryption, whole new architecture. You can do audio video calls without a phone number across all platforms. Oh, I can't wait to get this. It's going to be really cool. Then The Atlantic published The Rise of Imperator Kikius Maximus.
And Elon said, great article by The Atlantic. They're a little late, huh?
Oh, another one, though. Kikius Maximus, Emperor of Memes.
And he said another great piece from The Atlantic. I didn't realize they were going to post so many.
I think they found a real eyeball catcher.
Oh.
So that's... kind of playing off his own meme. This is a post from 10 years ago. Ramping up the autopilot software team at Tesla to achieve generalized full autonomy. If interested, contact autopilot at teslamotors.com.
And Elon tweeted this week, he said, this tweet 9 years ago was how I started the autopilot, now AI team at Tesla. Ashok, who now leads the team, was the first person I interviewed.
Wow.
Milan, who leads Optimus, also joined very early. Many of the key people in Tesla AI have been here from the beginning.
Wow. Zuby posted, over 1,000 people per month are arrested in Russia over social media posts. With the exception of the USA, freedom of speech doesn't really exist. The rules, boundaries, and transparency just differ country to country.
Man, Russia is so terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the UK.
What?
Yeah, that's happening in the UK. 1,000 people a month being arrested for posting. And Elon said, wow. Popular Mechanics published, humanity may achieve the singularity within the next 6 months, scientists suggest.
And Elon said, singularity is near.
Ryan's Model Y said, Tesla appears to be working with influencer Anna Malagon, 5.5 million followers on TikTok. Optimus appearing in multiple videos and what appears to be a key card for the bot?
Elon said, no idea who that is.
I don't even know who you are.
So I guess she doesn't have her own Optimus.
I mean, maybe she has a 3D printer.
That could be it. Jesse Pelton said, please stop sending me your revolutionary perpetual motion machines.
Elon says, tell me about it. People have been sending me those for decades.
Us too. Especially in the early days.
We haven't been sending them. People have been sending them to us. Zach and Jesse,
if you put a fan on your car,
put a big turbine on a Tesla. No, listen, if you put a tube through the middle of the car, it doesn't work. I'm sorry.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
John in Spain said, hi, Zach and Jesse. I am a UK fanboy of Tesla, Elon, and your Now You Know channel. Spotted this obvious fellow Tesla fan in Calpe, Spain on our morning walk to the most perfect Tesla destination charger. It's just so good, it must remain a secret. Sorry. Best regards, John.
So we don't know where it is. This is from Matt saying, just sharing a short video clip of my wife, Audrey, supervising our Cybertruck while on FSD, not watching the video. Her eyes are on the road. And me, Matt, watching the live stream of the Starship 9 launch on Tuesday, May 27th, thanks to Starlink Mini mounted on the glass ceiling. We were in Idaho driving back from picking our daughter, Emma, in the back seat, who graduated from SAIC Art School in Chicago. My wife and I drove out from Silicon Valley to Chicago, 2,200 miles. The week before, and I worked the whole week in the passenger seat, taking video calls and collaborating on shared documents and presentations with coworkers across the globe the whole way out to Chicago, and Starlink was great. The future is now, and we love it. Thanks for all that you do for the community, Matt, Audrey, and Emma.
Oh, thank you guys. That is so cool, by the way.
I want to put our Starlink on the roof right now.
Gary and Lily have this cool wrapped Model Y, and someone gave them a thumbs up for it the other day.
Nice. Finally, a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Albert spotted this SAIA Tesla semi in Lathrop, California.
And JD went with the Rivian owners of the Mid-Atlantic to the Green Ridge State Forest in Western Maryland. And look at that pizza that he cooked in his oven, which was powered by his Cybertruck.
This isn't JD Vance, is it?
No.
Okay. All right, it's time for EV tip of the week. And just the other day, I took out my Tesla key card and you were like, why do you have two key cards in your wallet, Dad? And I was like, because one for the Cybertruck and one for the Model Y. And you told me something I didn't know.
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot. You can put both your Teslas on one card if you want to.
Yes, you can have a lot of intermingling. So let's say that you have two Teslas in the family. You'll probably have two cards and they're probably sitting in your wallet right now, or your purse or your pocketbook.
And you get them confused all the time.
Because they look the same. What you can do is you have one key card for one car and one for the other. You go to the locks section on your Tesla menu and you can say add key. What you can then do is tap the new card, or basically the card that isn't tied to that car. Then you need your old card, the one that is tied to the car, to confirm it. And now you have two keys to the same car, and that, you know, basically you can do it in such a way that all your cards will work for all your cars. You can also, if you're like, oh no, I didn't mean to do that, you can delete them from the lock menu as well, which would then remove that card from that car.
Exactly. And that frees up a key that you could give to a relative or something as well.
Right. And then that way you can make sure that, you know, Grandpa can't drive the Cybertruck.
Grandpa, you can drive the Cybertruck. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody.
We'll see you on Thursday, everyone. Now you know.